Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here? What even is here? No, Revel, wait, come back.
This is the end. Welcome back.
Am I dead?
Yes and no.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yes and no.
Where am I?
Unknown.
What?
Unknown.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. It is the unknown. It is unknown. It is the furthest reach of all there is. It is everything and nothing. It is everywhere and nowhere. It is unknown.
It's the arcane.
Unknown. The unknown is the end and the beginning. The source all things flow from. The force that draws them back. It is the birth and death of everything. It is nothing.
What are you?
Other.
Other what?
Other unknown.
And what am I?
You are the little bit that binds us.
The little bit?
And you is the seed that grows. I am the apple it comes from. I am the tree that bore it. The soil at its roots. The stars from which the minerals fell. I am the dust your bones will grind into. I am the end and the beginning.
That's me, isn't it? I'm the end. I'm death.
A little bit.
I'm a little bit of death?
It is a little bit of you.
And you're a little bit of me?
And you're just a little bit of me.
Sorry, I'm just confused. I thought I was coming to, like, fight the man in the flat cap or something.
I see.
Please, just, will you help me? I've made a mistake. I need to fix it.
Look into the mirror.
What mirror? Oh, that mirror.
What do you see?
Me?
Me.
We're the same?
I am you, but you are not me. I am Harbingers. I am the one that walks here and there.
But you can't be all of us. We're not the same.
Seeds from an apple from a tree which grows.
So you're just it. All things.
And none.
So why am I here?
There is no beyond.
What?
But we are all things. The limit is us. That is all there is. Beyond is unknown. This is beyond. There is no beyond. It is us. You seek to destroy him, the one who walks here and there. The unknown made knowable, but only by some.
Yeah, I did.
He seeks to destroy himself, you know this. He seeks an end that does not exist.
Because we are the limit. There is no beyond. The beyond is us.
Yes.
But if all that's me, then why am I like this? Why am I a monster?
All things are capable of monstrosity, Samaya. When you speak, the universe listens. The way it answers may not be how you expect.
So what? He can't be killed?
He was never alive, but he is made of threads, and threads can be repicked.
The redistribution.
There will always be something. People will always make him, but he will not always be this. You will not always be heir apparent. He will not always be king of the Blood Rose Crown.
So why is he here now?
Whispers and wishes. Hopeful mistakes. The same reasons we are who we are.
But he comes from somewhere.
Yes. An accident of hopefulness. An attempt to make the unknown known. A small girl playing with stones and threads she did not understand in a place so far and long ago. It does not matter at all. A frightened child trying to make sense of the monster under her bed.
He's a story?
Words of power, Samael. The same words spoken often enough by enough people. That can change the world.
But how is it fair that I can do all of that, just me? Everything I made, I'm not a human.
Your voice is only amplified by those who stand.
Spirit Box Radio?
Yes.
I know why I'm here.
Yes.
It's because it's unknown. It can't be known, and that's fine.
Yes.
And I'm here because I don't know.
No. You're here because you understand there is a limit and no limit at all. That there is no beyond, and the beyond is where we already are. Possibility is endless and finite. All things must end, but everything is eternal.
So what do I do?
You are. Therefore you are.
I am because I am. There is no what I'm for. It means something because we choose it.
You choose it because it means something.
So all that stuff I did, that was you? The power, everything?
I am everyone and nobody. I am you and not you.
Am I God?
Am I?
Right. Not the kind of question you answer. Do you ever answer anything properly?
No.
Well, at least you have a sense of humour.
I am the voice that whispers. I am the seed that lived in you. I am connected with all things. The unknown in your heart.
You're the bit of all of this that's inside of me.
Yes.
You're the same as the rest of it, but you're not because you're part of me. Me, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know what it means, though. I thought I did. But I was wrong.
It means everything and nothing.
Right, great. What's that?
He rides a bare horse. We'll find him a little bit. We'll see.
I know what I have to do.
We know what we have to do.
Yeah. I can't be him. I can't be the man in the flat cap. Making this place, I've just become another version of him. It doesn't matter how hard I try to make it so there is no ending. There's always an ending. I can't save people from it. Because it's not something they need saving from.
A story isn't worse for having finished.
And if I keep doing this, I become everything he was. I trap people against their will. I leech the brightness out of them. All those people he's caught in his threads, tied up in knots, he's twisted and twisted. He has the nerve to make them out to be roses. And I've been doing it too. Because I was scared I was going to be what he thought I was going to be, and I've ended up becoming him instead. Not quite, but almost. Too close. I've been so afraid. I'm still so afraid. I'm so scared I won't be able to fix everything, and I can't. I couldn't bring back Jack. I couldn't make Anna happy. I couldn't make Arlo less afraid. I couldn't make Kitty feel like she was enough. I couldn't make Indy trust that they were loved. I couldn't make Oliver. I can't make it so they were never hurt. I can't make it so they'll never be hurt. I can't fix it. Madame Marie was right. I'm useless. I'm not special. I'm a foolish little boy. You should have stayed away from all of this. I'm so sorry. I tried so hard. I really did. I know you. It is pretty beautiful here, isn't it? Yeah. I know it's the end. Oh. Oh. It's the end of this. This moment of the arcane, this instant spun out into centuries which loops and loops forever. It's the end of this. Beyond it, the real world is still there. I just need to unravel this mess. How? I can't. It's too many connections. I don't understand how they've been made. All of this, it goes two ways. The balance of power is wrong. I get to speak, and they get to listen, but it's the listening that matters. Or I'm just some guy talking to myself alone in a room, aren't I? It's the listeners that make the magic, not me. So how could I untie all of this by myself? Revel. Revel? Where did you go? I can't do this alone, Revel. Wait. I'm not alone. I've never been alone. Hello, faithful listeners. Good. You are here. That's good. My old radio. Thank you. Hello?
Sam?
Anna!
Kitty! Kitty, it worked! Come quickly! Sam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, I'm going to tear your head off, you idiot! I can't believe you ended the world!
No, crucially, I just sort of paused it, but...
Why are we yelling?
We were trying to play cards.
Yeah, and you were cheating.
I was not cheating. Rules are arbitrary, but sometimes, as in this context, they can be fun.
Well, guys, you're all together.
Heir apparent?
Sam!
Hey.
Anna's been tinkering with that thing for weeks.
It's loud, too. I barely got a wink of sleep.
It's an arcane dimension. You don't need to sleep.
Speak for yourself, Spunky.
Spunky?
Hang on a minute. Why are we all just having a nice, normal chat with him? He's gone full world-ending levels of mad with power, so surely we're past small talk.
With you, sweetie, all talk is small.
So's your life expectancy.
I have missed you so much.
How long has it been? We know you were erasing our memories, but I still have a fuzzy sense of the times you started this place again. It feels like a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to rend you limb from limb for that or something, but can you stop it? Can you make it end?
I've been trying, but I don't think I can. Not on my own.
Truth. You can't do it alone.
You've found each other already. That's good. Beth's looking for the forum's ghosts and...
I found them!
Beth!
Beth!
Who?
I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Try hitting ghosts, though. Geez, worse than herding cats, I swear.
Have you ever herded cats before?
No. But I'm like 1,000% sure it wouldn't be as difficult as that was.
Okay, listen. This place, it's arcane. It's built on arcanist principles. It can't exist if everyone here knows they're all part of the same thing, I don't think. If they see the connections, the threads untie, and there are... Look, this whole place, it needs to go. But the connections, they're just so strong. There are so many of them, I can't do it without you. This sounds so stupid, but you all need to know and understand, right? You need to know and understand.
Know and understand what?
The arcane. It just is.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm so proud.
It just is, right? It just is. And we're it. And it's us. And it goes on and we go on in strands, twisted into threads. And do you get it?
Oh, I understand, but how does this help?
Yeah, come on, Sparky. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, okay. I know. Right, just you say it often enough with the same intention, it becomes true. Things are going to get rocky. But you just need to know, right, that there is a reality on the other side of this. No matter what happens, no matter what you see, there is a reality and we are all a part of it. We're all connected. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get it, but Sam,
You said it's just vibes, right? It is. It's just vibes. Keep using the radio like you've been using it, okay? Keep talking. Keep explaining. Tell them what the arcane is. Tell them the truth about where they are. Make them understand. The more of them that know, the more power it has, and the easier it will be to end it.
Wait, before you go, and I do hate to ask, believe me, did you kill the Unrelenting?
No. He did stab me, though, which is a nice little spin on things.
He what?
Doesn't matter. Long story. Busy things. We need to get out of here, don't we?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Spread those vibes. I love you. I'll speak to you soon.
What about us?
Stay with me, but quietly, all right?
Okay. And what are you going to do whilst we're here being all silent and ominous?
Well, to get this place to end, everyone needs to remember that it can. And there's one person here who's got enough power to sway what sort of ending that's going to be.
What do you mean, what sort of ending?
Well, he wanted to end the world. If too many people are too scared, then...
Then when the threads start to fray...
We could slip through them, theoretically. Along with everything in existence, theoretically.
Damn.
Yeah, this is probably why it's a bad idea to, like... try to run the universe if you're just one guy.
Well, I could have told you that for free.
Yeah.
We're with you, Sam.
Thank you. I know. White door. Take me to my dad. Hey, girl. Hey. Hi. Oh, you're a good girl. Yes, you are.
Ah, Sam. Finally.
Hello.
Fine place you've thrown together here. Not quite what I expected, but there's quite a lot of human in you, I suppose, so it makes sense that you'd have trouble letting go. They always do.
You know why I'm here.
To do your job, I expect.
You are on another level of arrogance, you know. I try to remake the world, I guess, but you try to make death into something you can control.
I don't need to control you. You'll do exactly what I want anyway.
That's... You see how that's still attempting to control something, right?
I've accounted for all the variables, Samael. On account of the fact that I am the variables.
Again, arrogant. You're not the variables. You're the space where the variables may or may not be.
And in what way is that meaningfully different?
That's like saying what's the meaningful difference between a box and the cat inside of it, whether or not the cat is dead.
Well then, if you're not here to do your job, what are you here for?
No. You're right, I am here to do my job. I just don't think you're going to like what that's going to look like.
And why is that?
You've not accounted for all the variables.
Look, I'm tired of all of this.
I know. And you want it to be over, don't you? Which is interesting, isn't it? Tell me again what it is that you want out of this.
To go to a place where I know I will belong. Beyond the bounds of this realm of existence into...
Yeah, sorry. There is no beyond.
You don't know that. It is the great unknown. The place I am from.
Oh, gods. Is that what you think?
Well, I am, aren't I? So it follows that I'm from something. And I can't be from here. This place full of rules and predictions, threads that will always lead somewhere. Even if it's not where you expect, it's all so dull. It's all so known.
You've made a fundamental mistake about the nature of existence.
Is that so? Tell me then, O Master of Death, when was it that you became so acquainted with the exact function of existence beyond reality?
Look, right, I'm not death. I'm just a little bit of it. Your little harbinger Scourge knew that, so why didn't you?
Scourge? What could he know that I don't?
You really don't get it, do you? Beyond existence, there is nothing. Nothing.
Precisely! And that's what I want. The greatest unknown of all. I'm the arcane, the unknown, and the fear of it. I'm the thing at the edge of your periphery that's gone when you turn your head. The shape in the alleyway. The thing that goes bump in the night.
No, you're not. Not really. How could you be? How could you be all of the unknown? It's unknown. And you're knowable.
Yes, but...
No. Someone was telling me there's known unknowns and unknown unknowns and... Look, it doesn't matter. What matters is the thing you want, the place you think you're going to feel most at home in, that great beyond, doesn't exist. You want to know what's on the other side of existence? I'll answer that for you now, with something I'm absolutely certain of. Whatever's beyond the boundary, it's not existence. You can't be there. There's no there to be in. There's just nothing. Nothing and nothing and nothing.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
And you have the nerve to call me arrogant?
The unknown has no voice. The unknown does not speak, nor does the arcane. And the arcane and the unknown are not the same thing. They're not even similes. Arcane just means obscure, known by only a few. Exclusive. Above everything else, that's you, isn't it? Sowing the seeds to keep everyone as far apart from each other as possible, even me.
The more distance between the knowers...
The less is known between. Yeah, I get it. Seek but don't search, yearn but don't bother to try and change anything. Self-limit and shut yourself off. That's your whole deal. I know! And you know what else I know? You only want the world to end because you think it means you'll be able to go back to something you think you're missing. All this time, the thing you've wanted is the thing you don't want anyone to have. You want to understand where you're from, what it means, why you're here, what your place is in the world. You want to connect with your past. You think there's a before to go back to. But there is no before, Donnie. And there won't be an after. There can't be. That's what existence is. There is only this.
Don't make me laugh. The moment is so fleeting, any idea you could live in it is ridiculous. A moment is so small it can't even be recorded. It's one-dimensional. It can't be portrayed.
Look, okay, I spent most of my life, existence, whatever I've been doing, most of it I've had no memory of my past. I didn't know what I was like as a kid or a teenager. I didn't have a chance to really be a teenager at all because I was unconscious. And as a child, well, turns out I knew the future then, which feels a bit backwards to me, but it is what it is, isn't it? And that whole time, I still knew who I was, even though I didn't have any of that information. I could not know my name. I could forget everything again. And I would still know who I am, because I'm not those things. I'm not my past or my memories. I'm just myself. Everything else can be taken away, but not that.
Who are you, then? You say you're not death. Then what are you?
Samael. Heir apparent to the Blood Rose Crown. No, wait. I'm not Samael, Apollo Enfield, king or heir to the Blood Rose Crown. I'm not Ghostmaker, not the end. I'm just Sam.
If you don't remember where you came from...
I remember. Even if I don't, I carry it with me. Everyone does. But it's not who they are, is it? Our pasts aren't what make us. Where we come from doesn't define our identity, even if it shapes us. Even if everyone does owe the present to the past. That's not a debt that can ever be paid off, is it? Not even with photographing and marking down every passing second. So why write down every moment? You can't ever have them back once they're gone. And before you know it, all your memories will just be of you collecting your memories. And then what? You're just a snake eating its own tail.
Eternal.
No. Confused and in pain and about to die. It's not about the details. Tracing every butterfly effect that led us here will not help us take the next step forward. Even death. It's not a thing. It's not an event. It's a process. And when it seems like it's over, it's not. You're mourned and your body is burned, and pieces of you drift on the wind, breathed in by rabbits in fields, or you rot in the earth and it holds you like a blanket until the pieces of you are indistinguishable from the pieces of everything else. And your friends play your favourite records and remember how you sang along to the chorus. And people who saw you on the street remember the skirt you were wearing when you walked past. And everything is a part of everything else, and it all means nothing.
Centuries upon millennia of being sought but not searched for. Thousands of deals struck with the desperate for answers. It amounts to nothing. There's no meaning behind any of it.
Of course there's meaning. There's meaning because of us. Not you and me, but everyone who's alive. We are the things that make meaning. I don't mean as gods or arcane forces, but as things that think and feel in this world. There is no point. No grand meaning to be unveiled, no great beyond to be discovered, no hallowed past to return to. There's just this. And this is the point.
But that can't be right. How would I exist if it were? How could something like me ever happen?
Same as everyone else. People made you.
No.
Yeah. You're a story.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Isn't that what all this stuff is? Magic, the thing we've been calling the arcane? Each thread a different direction people's stories could take, connected to a thousand other stories. When human beings die, they live on in the stories that are told about them.
You don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've seen. You have no idea what it's taken for me to get to this place. Don't you understand how close I am to the ending I've always wanted?
You don't have to be scared.
Scared? I can't be scared. I am the thing that scares.
No. That's just a story you've been telling about yourself. But it's not the only one there is. We make the meanings, remember? You don't have to play this part you've cast yourself in.
Who would want this part?
Someone who's afraid of letting go.
I'm not afraid.
Yes, you are. That's what this is all about. There will always be a figure that looms at the edge of what we know. But we don't have to be scared of you, and you shouldn't be like this, stuck somewhere between living and remembering, like a walking obituary, dragging the past and all its rotten baggage with you wherever you go, and trying to make everyone else as scared as you are. But you don't have to be afraid. There's nothing to be scared of. After this, there's just more this. It's going to be okay.
Don't you want to be king?
The only good thing a king can do is step down. This is not the only story we could tell. We don't have to be scared. Do you understand?
No.
Okay. You don't have to understand. You just have to trust me.
I don't know if I can.
Well, I do. Just let go. Let it all go. You don't have to do anything. You can just be. So just be.
I don't know how.
Nobody does. It's okay.
No.
Please, just listen to me.
Who the hell are you to decide power on my behalf?
I'm Sam, brother of Anna and Kitty, partner to Oliver Boleyn, friend of the Spirit Box Radio Forums of Beth and Emily and Indy and Bliss and Rowan and Mystery and Julius and Rytidia and Bryn and Cal and Sal and Carl and Seth and Shah and Moth and Cicada and thousands more. I am temporary host of Spirit Box Radio, and this is not your story. It's ours. And I'm telling you that you'll let it all go.
But...
every thread you're holding, it falls away. Like a sigh on the wind. And here, at the end of it all, you finally realise.
I realise what?
It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to be scared anymore. You can just let go. It's time. And the pieces of you won't disappear. They'll scatter. They'll become a part of everything else, just like they were before they were a part of you. And that's the end. I did stab myself with Bliss's knife, didn't I? And... oh, I'm feeling very stabbed in the chest right now, faithlessness. Oh, it's all... it's all unraveling. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Beat myself together for long. I can't hold on for long. I am arcane, aren't I? When this place comes apart, it's me. I can't pull it too. Everything feels very strange. I can't.
Let it go.
How?
Like a sign, like a sign.
Am I dying?
Did you ever live?
That's not fair. None of this is fair. I don't want to die. Haven't I suffered enough?
Your nose is bleeding.
Huh? Oh, it is. It was bleeding in the garden too. When I was a kid. This happened because the power, it couldn't fit inside a human body. It was too much. When I stabbed myself to make this place, I didn't die. I'm still human. I'm not only arcane. Part of me is still human. My body's alive. I just need to find the right thread. A little further.
Sam!
Oh, you're here. Of course you're here. Yeah, of course.
What are you... you look... you're bleeding. Why are you bleeding?
Yeah, I sort of...
you're dying. Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't think so. Not if I just need to find the right thread.
You liar. You lied to me. You said you'd never let me go. You promised.
Light of my life. That was not a promise. It was a threat.
It's all the same with you.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Your arcane is unraveling.
Well, stop it.
I can't. Not now. Nobody could, and nobody is meant to. Just trying is agony, honestly. I need to let go.
But you're arcane, Sam. It's what you are. If you let it unravel, what about you?
Well, isn't everyone arcane? More or less of a degree. And that's the thing, see? The thing they don't understand. I may be a monster, but I'm human too. And we're all made out of stars. You and me. We're dust from the same one, I think.
You're not making any sense.
I'm bleeding out, sweetheart. I'm trying my best.
Fix this. Fix it. Put it back together.
Shh, nothing. I need to let go. It's going to be all right. I'm going to be all right.
You don't know that.
Of course I do. I know the same way I know the sun will rise tomorrow and the day after that. It just is. I'll let go, and the world will go on, and you will go on, and it'll be enough. It has to be enough. You're here. You've got me. I won't let you go. Threat, promise, vow, whatever.
Just hold on.
Oh, my love. I can't. This is it. I just need to let go. Oliver? I found the right thread. Thank you for holding on to it. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you. Thank you. I know this looks rough, but listen. It's gonna be all right. It's all going to be all right. Tomorrow the sun will rise on a world that belongs to you. But it won't feel any different, because it's not. The world was always yours, the same way that you belong to the world. Life is just a series of moments, each one a glistening thread that reaches into forever and ties us to everything and everyone. But this one, right now, it's ours. This is our end, and we need to let go, together. Are you with me? Do you trust me? Good. On the count of three, then. One. Two. Hello again, you.
What is it?
I found a microphone.
In a field?
It just happens, I guess.
I worry about your capacity to accept the unfathomable in our daily lives.
Says you, Mr. No Crepe, will ever measure up to the ones at Versailles.
Well, they won't.
I believe you, that's the awful thing, and I'll never be able to taste them.
Well, you should have mentioned it months ago when you were still pulling the strings on these things.
Oh, so my alternate dimension is the worst conceivable occurrence unless it brings you your favourite pancakes.
Precisely.
Monster.
More monstrous still for loving you, you absolute nightmare. What are you going to do?
About what?
The microphone.
Oh, turn it off, I suppose.
Do you think...
Do I think it's broadcasting? Oh, yeah, probably.
Do you want to say more to them? Do you want to... Oh, I don't know. Carry on with the show?
No, my love. I want to lie in this field, and later I want to eat subpar pancakes with you.
Okay. Do you want some time?
It's all right. We've got to get to Kitty and Indy's on time anyway. Olive flipped a lid last time we were late. Going on about Indy's spinach puffs, do you remember? Why do you look so worried?
I thought you'd let it go.
I did. Doesn't mean it's gone, does it? It's the arcane. It's in everything. You and me and them. It's how it works, you know? We've got a whole life to lead. And so have they. faithful listeners, I love you. Bye. And that's the end of Spirit Box Radio, a podcast created by Aaron Major for Hanging Soul Studios. The season starred Jesse Jeffrey as Ekaterina Erzhabet, Kitty the Investigator, Enfield. Alex Palliber Richardson as Anastasia Morgana Anna Enfield. Will Cummings as Oliver the Florist Boleyn. Billy Bray as Scourge. Becca Barton as Indy. Thais Grimberg as Bliss. Kay Watson as Ingra. Ripley Leatherbarrow as the Bog Witch Laetitia Delphus. Daisy Major as Regular Caller Beth. Eleanor Wood as Madame Marie. Rose Eck as The Mystery Caller, Freya Meldrum as Show Caller Emily, Lindsay Zanna as Scarcity, Aaron Wolf as Strife, Reba Yeo as Arlo, Tony Cullen as B, Eliza Groth as Maria Gillespie, Alex Kingsley as J Magnum, Brandon Fields as Julius Hughes, Sana Javed as The Garden Ghost, Nigel McKeown, Haruka Nami, Elliot White and Pippin Wood as Cultists, Gary Major as the man in the flat cap and shell suit, me, Aira Major, as Sam, just Sam, the voices of the forum server as the voices of Spirit Box Radio, and you, faithful listener. A huge and incredibly sincere thank you to everybody who's supported the show on Patreon and through the two crowdfunders that we ran while the show was airing. You made the show possible. Thank you so much. Maybe the real dead studio audience was the friends we made along the way. I will see myself out. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. It's meant everything. Love you. Bye.
Tune in, get spooky.